Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Mary Cantando's here. Mary's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than 13 years she's been hanging out with us. She's an expert on growing your business, especially for women. And, of course, I always learn from Mary. And, guys, I encourage you to listen to her, too, because I want to know what she's up to. How about you? She's the author of a number of books, including The Woman's Advantage, also Leading with Care. And she has an outstanding calendar that I give away dozens of them every year to our customers. Mary Cantando, welcome back to the show.
Always great to be with you, Jim. Always good, great. It's good. 13 years. Wow, we've been putting up with each other for 13 years.
I know,
years, huh?
More than 13 years. That's exactly right. Yeah, you know, we just had our 19th anniversary of
wow.
the show. So we appreciate your time over the years and your wisdom. Okay, so you've got these calendars.
Mm-hmm.
And I send out, what, several dozens of your calendars to our customers, our contacts all over the world, actually. In fact, we sent out, I don't know how many we sent to we're sending to other countries. And so we love your calendars. You tell the audience about them, because we're gonna talk about what we can learn from them.
Right. Well, Jim, every year women from all around the world write into our website with their best tips or advice on business, how to grow your business, how to grow your life. Short, quick tips, but really powerful things that you wouldn't ordinarily think of. And so we pull the best 365 of those every year. We pull the best ones together into one of those blocks of paper that sits on your desk, you know, and you peel a day off each year.
Yep.
And so it's an amazing product that is created by all these women. Some of them I've never even met. Most of them I've never even met. And this is our 10th anniversary of producing this calendar. So we've been doing this for 10 years.
And
so,
I've been helping you sell them every year since then.
You have been. You have been. You've been such an advocate.
Who loves you,
Mary?
That's all I want to
ask.
That's all I want to ask. Who loves you?
You do.
So. I'm still disappointed, though. After all these years, you would think at some point in time, folks, that Mary would say, "Hey, Jim, you know, why don't you be our token guy? We'll put you right in the middle. You know, it'll be like a little nice surprise, maybe even a little breath of fresh air, some kind of, you know, a little testosterone right in the middle there. Jim, why don't you give us one date or one? But no, it never happens.
Right, then I would have to say, so it's created by all these women and Jim Blasingame.
You could just say one, one little beautiful surprise. You could say that. See, it would be nice. So, all right.
Maybe I could say one little quirky surprise.
There you go. Now, I'll take that, because that's one of the nicest things people say about me. All right, so let's talk about give us a couple examples of what you'll see on the calendar. Because, folks, we're going to talk about some of these things that you'll get from the calendar to help you have a good year next year. Let's talk about that.
Well, January 1st, I'll start out with the tip from January 1st, and it is, don't assume what you did last year will work this year. What should you adjust for? So just to make you stop and think,
What got you here may not get you there.
Exactly, exactly.
It's okay to fall in love with what you do. It's not called okay to fall in love with how you do it.
Right, right, right. And one of the things I always do the last week of every year is I go through and I analyze every customer, every product, every offering, anything that generates revenue for you. I analyze each of those individually to determine, first of all, is it making the kind of money I need it to be making for
mm-hmm.
my business?
Is it still
and
profitable?
Is this something that is moving my business in the direction that I want my business to go? Because maybe you started doing something 8 years ago that was moving your business in the right direction then, but things have shifted. So maybe you need to eliminate that customer or raise prices with that customer, or you need to eliminate that offering or raise prices with that offering. So don't just keep moving along kind of blindly from year to year thinking, oh, yeah, this is good. You really need to analyze every customer individually and every offering you have individually.
Yep. Every product, sure every service offering, exactly. All that stuff, relationships, strategic relationships. And the truth is, and I wrote an article about this about 3 weeks ago. The truth is, these things, if you can, do as many of them as you can in this year. So January 1, you start with a clean slate. What do you think?
Exactly. And so, some people are afraid to raise prices. You know, I always say if you're really hesitant to raise prices, then raise prices for your new customers, but send a notice out to your old customers and say, you know, we're raising our prices as of January 1st, but because you've been such a great customer, we're going to grandfather you in for the first 6 months of the year.
I used to do that all the time.
Right.
It works like a charm.
Yes, it does.
I had my customers appreciated that. Whenever I had my consulting company, when I raised my fees, I grandfathered them into a lower rate, but it was still a raise. It was still an increase from them, but it was a lower rate overall from what I was charging new people, and they would grin. They would actually grin when I would tell them that, even though I was going up on the bill.
Right, because you're recognizing your relationship with them.
That's right.
Yes.
All right, what's
yes.
next?
The next one is, where your focus goes, your money flows. How do you like that?
Where I like that.
Focus
it's true.
Goes, your money
it's true.
Flows. And that is really true. What are you doing? What are the first two or three things you're doing every morning? You know, what do you spend most of your day on? What kinds of activities
and are you budgeting for that, or is it just some kind of a, you know, is this just some kind of loose activity that's costing you money?
Exactly. So the focus, the money can flow in or out, right?
Mm-hmm.
It can flow either way, but whatever you're focusing on, that's where the money is happening, right? So
mm-hmm.
The more time and energy, the top time and energy, the priority energy you give to things, that's going to push your money in or out. So you need to be sure that you're focusing on those big rocks instead
right.
of those little...
Well, it's not that there's anything bad about that focus, but if you find that your focus is only on getting ready to go to market and not much on going to market, then you're doing a lot of analysis and not enough selling.
Oh, you know, there is there's another quote in this year's calendar that I love that ties in with what you just said, Jim, and you'll like this one. Talk doesn't cook rice. Stop talking about cooking and boil that water.
I love that.
Don't you love
That's
that?
That's great.
Talk doesn't cook rice.
Talk
it's really
doesn't
true.
Cook rice.
You know, some people spend all their time sharpening their pencil.
That's right.
Right? It's like put the pencil to paper and get
I
going.
Love it.
Stop sharpening your pencil.
Mary Cantando, give us the website quickly.
Womansadvantage.com.
All right, so check it out. Quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.